Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome, buddy, back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host. This is your podcast, C. Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Jara? Oh, there he is. Uh-oh, Matt, I hope you're not delayed. I'm already down there in this new room all set up. It looks nice. Beaming in from Austin. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Ted, I mean, today's not really about me. It's about you. I think it's safe to say Ted Smith is back. After our pre-show talk, like, we're in the zone. It's college football. It's dip season. Let's get it.
Beaming in from the desert, keeping everything good in the studio. Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTV. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, damn.
Does have that delay. Yeah.
You're definitely on a delay.
Okay.
If you turn your camera off, it might help.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Freezing. Cobb, not only are we back, college football season, dip season, Saturday doing the Diplo 5K, and then watching number one Ohio State take on Washington.
Wait, you did the Diplo 5K this last weekend?
No, I'm doing it Saturday. My hip flexor has been killing me, so I'm resting for 2 weeks. I'm going to eat some Advil and just say, screw Sunday. If I wake up on Sunday, I'm in pain, so be it.
Dude, what's that pool in your backyard? Is that, could that be a cold plunge in the winter or no? She shut
no,
down.
She's already got the cover on her. But I've been, a couple weeks ago, had a big weekend, and then your boy's been clean as a whistle for the last 2 weeks, right? So I'm like, oh, gonna pound out this Diplo 5K. Then he plays at 11 a.m. Kickoff is 12. I'm like, I've been warning people, like, your boy's gonna be on fire Saturday afternoon. Like, just a heads up.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Matt, because of Matt's sound, I was getting a little glitch, and I just heard, like, I'm going to pound out and then just glitch. And I'm like, what? I was like, I'm not sure how to respond there. Dude, the Diplo 5K looks awesome. And I love that you're doing that. I feel like it's going to feel so good. And 5K, dude, you can crank that out with your eyes closed. I mean, ultimately, like, you're just kind of a warrior. And I feel like, you know, I feel like it's going to be worth it. And also afterwards, there's probably like a hangout or like a party, right?
Yeah, so he goes on at 11.
Does he? So he runs the 5K and then does a set?
Yeah, he runs the 5K. The 5K starts at 9, and then the first DJ goes on at 10, and he comes on at 11 at Gasworks in the middle of the day.
Dude, oh my God, Gasworks? Right? Wow, that I'm tempted to fly up. That's insane. I'm tempted to fly up for one day for that. That's crazy. Oh my God, dude, you're going to have so much fun. Who are you running with? You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Well, it's me, Rob, and it's Demon Mode partner.
Let's go. That's wow, almost, you got her out? That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, we are going to, I mean, I don't know if we're going to rage. We're like, we're going to have fun afterwards.
Wow, dude, that's unreal. Unreal. Honestly, I don't need to fly up. My energy will be there. Demon Mode will take care of it. She's on it.
Oh, dude, and I just can't wait. Like, I'm going to be obnoxious. I'm going to wear that medal all day and every bar I go into. Like, what have you been, you've been lazy this morning? Yeah, I was doing 5Ks with Diplo.
Yeah, I do 5Ks, whatever. Are you going to get like the little, I've seen some people who wear like the little, what's it called? Like the rainproof jacket, like, at the end, the poncho.
Oh, like the little,
yeah,
foil,
little foil jacket.
Jacket.
Don't let me see a photo of you in that foil jacket after 5K, Ted. If you're in that little marathon foil, I will lose a lot of respect for you.
after my 5K.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
So what are the rules on this? Is it like a concert? Because I pick up the packet the day before and you get a Diplo t-shirt. Do you wear the 5K shirt to the 5K? Or do you just wear your normal like workout like club gear?
Is it colorful?
I think it's just like blue.
That's a good question. I'm trying to pull up some photos here to get kind of a feel. Diplo's Run Club. It looks like he runs shirtless. So all bets are off, first and foremost. Man, Diplo and I have good.
Oh yeah, dude. He's insane. Have you not seen some of his videos? Sometimes he'll play like a club in whatever city he's in and just show up at their run club in the morning and be like, I haven't slept. I got to get a 5K in.
Oh, dude, this guy's gripping it and ripping it. I love this. Wow. Yeah. Here's a photo of him in a Sonics jersey.
I think that was last year.
I was going to say, if you got one of those, that could be a great move. Honestly, I think you wear, you know, since you asked, I'll give my honest reflection. Diplo 5K. You're a single man. There's going to be a bunch of running cuties out there. And frankly, like, you're going to be with another girl. So you're already shoo-in and everyone's feeling good after the run. What I would wear is something that like is a friend making machine, something that makes people say hi to me or gives them something to comment on. So I would go something loud or something unique. Like, you know, my famous fish bag, something like that, where just if someone wants to talk to you, they have an easy excuse. How does that feel?
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought about maybe going like, what was I going to say? Just like bringing a backpack in the car and then just switching out to like a different shirt for the concert.
Yeah, but I think that's a great move. Do you still have that giant foam cowboy hat?
No.
I was going to say, how hard would it be to run a 5K in that? Because if you ran in it, people would see you during the run and not say anything. But then when they saw you in the beer garden, they'd be like, oh, I've been wanting to say hi to you. You know, that would be a killer.
So here's the other thing, right? I go to like a health style medicine through like my doctor and like one of the nutritionists, like last time I was in there, I told her about it. And then I was leaving. I was like, are you really going to go? And she was like, I think so. Like, I love 5Ks and I'll do anything for a shirt and a medal. And I was like, all right. If I see you in the beer garden, like, she's like, no, no worries. I'm not working that day. I'll see you in the beer garden too. I was like, all right.
What, you thought like she would shame you?
I don't know. It's just odd to see, you know, like, I was like, I don't want to, you know me. I was like, hey, I go, you should go. It'll be really fun. I go, I don't want any grief. I see you in the beer garden. She's like, no worries. I'll be in there too. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're breaking the fourth wall, but that's cool.
Yeah. Don't even look at me sideways in that beer garden. That's 5K. Oh man. Wow. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I would say outfit wise, a hype piece if you can, because that is, I mean, we're talking, you know, prime fall. People are looking for like what you call it, cuffing season. I mean, this is a great out. You don't even have to try. Honestly, there's going to be so much natural, you know, back and forth there. I mean, yeah, I think just a great hype piece. One, even with just one item.
Yeah, you're right.
We can't run this thing in cowboy boots, can we? Nah, too aggressive. What do we got?
No, I could. I mean, I could rock the hat.
Cowboy hat. Not bad. Not bad. If it's sunny out, I feel like it works. If it's rainy, it might be a little weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely get some
attention. Either way, just something to think about.
Yeah. Well, you've seen that like black and white kind of Hawaiian looking shirt I have. Like, I think I've worn it in Austin. So I was thinking, I was like, dude, like, I usually wear like a long sleeve Under Armour, like when I go on like my walks and my runs. So I was like, I can just wear like that shirt. And then when the race is over, just take off the long sleeve and just be like, all right, now I'm ready to party.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, full disclosure, I love hanging out and running shorts. I mean, they're basically booty shorts. Like, you got the thighs out. Like, it just feels good.
Oh, yeah. Some gold, some glitter, whatever. I mean, are you going face paint or no? Is that not really a thing?
I don't know, man. We gotta feel it out when we get there. But yeah, could be a whole thing. Plus, again, then at 12:30, you have Ohio ends in Fremont. It's ripe, you know, it's at Gasworks. I'm like, dude, we should just hit the bars afterwards and just be those people. Like, yep, got my medal. Like, we're on fire.
Yes, you should absolutely do. That's literally like the perfect day. Dude, Ted, I feel like you're gearing up for something fierce. Like you've had the occasional like crazy country concert day. Like this one could be special.
Oh, I'm so pumped. And last year I was going to do it, but then I didn't because there was like a tailgate thing. And then this year I was like, I knew Ohio State was coming to town. I was like, I don't care. I'm signing up for it. I'm doing it. And then they were like, 12:30, you're going to miss the tailgate. I was like, so be it. Like, it's fine. Because I'll be the week after that, I'll be in College Park for Huskies and Terps.
Yeah, when you're missing a tailgate for a Diplo concert.
That's the thing, too, is that like, it's like, all right, the 5K, but it's like, yeah. Like, it's a Diplo concert. Like, I'm not missing it. In the middle of the day. Like, my only issue
Also, yeah.
is going demon mode during the day and then at like 6 p.m. being like, I gotta lay it down.
Dude, just hearing that you might go demon mode pumps me up. You know I'm about that life. And Ted, dude, you do have that dark energy in you. Maybe it's time to let it out, dude. Maybe you need like a cape or something. Something crazy for this. I like this. Wow. This is, dude, it's like that Vince McMahon meme. Like, this one's special.
All right, like,
Yeah, exactly. Cut the camera, dude. Dip
the
season.
cameras with
College football. Diplo. Ted Smith's back. This one's special. Oh man, I just do me a favor, just send me one selfie at some point when you're thriving. Just crank one off. It doesn't even have to, you don't even have to say anything. Just if you remember, give me one selfie.
Speaking of that, I think that's the other thing. We basically have cut that off.
What do you mean?
No, well, I just, you know, we're not catching beats as much as we once did.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Try to save my chi for one day a week.
Oh,
So like
gotcha.
if we strike out all week, then maybe Sunday after football we relax. Other than that, you know, this temple's hands off. We're trying to go hands off.
I don't know what that had to do with sending me a selfie, but I'm
You
in.
said crank one off.
Oh, fire one off. Crank down. Ted, dude, I like to hear that you're harnessing your personal chi. This is. God damn it. You have turned over a new leaf, dude. There's a new timbre in your voice, and I like it.
All right, we're gonna take a little break here. We're gonna reset so Matt can actually talk, and then we'll come back with my buddy Eddie Blackburn and one of his fighters coming up on the 28th of October, Patrick Benson. So yeah, we'll take a break here and we'll be back in a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors out there. Remember, when things get stinky, call Pinkies. And if you get in an accident or somebody hits you, call our friends at The Advocates. All right. Reach out to Ken and Donnie at advocateslaw.com. All right. Now, got my personal friend, Eddie Blackburn, on here. We're promoting WFC 182 down at the Emerald Queen Casino on October 28th. What's up,
25th,
Eddie?
25th, Ted.
25th. God damn it. I am the worst promoter, help promoter in the world. I got the wrong numbers. I got the wrong date. People showing up on a fucking Tuesday?
Hey, as long as you're there, Ted, they'll be there, buddy.
Yeah. All right, now we have the challenger for the fight, Patrick Benson. Now, Patrick, I've seen you fight down, I think, in at that casino before, right?
Most likely. I fought down there quite a few times over the years.
All right.
Used to Did be you in ever the fight? Tent.
Yeah. I was going to say, all right. So I definitely saw you before. Now you're the challenger in this one, huh?
That's what they say.
I think he's the people's champ, though, Ted.
Patrick, tell people a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what gym you're fighting out of.
I grew up out in Yelm, Washington. I currently train with Logic Jiu-Jitsu, Stephen Galvez, and those guys there. There's a squad of black belts that are just running through the area. I bounce around a little bit for my MMA training. I've been going to Brian Johnson's to get some sparring in, a little bit at Wave. Bouncing around a little bit for my striking portion of things, but my grappling stays right there at Logic Jiu-Jitsu.
All right. Ironically, I was down in your neck of the woods a couple weeks ago on a nice Saturday afternoon. It clearly took me 2 hours from North Seattle to get to Yelm.
What were you doing out in Yelm?
My buddy's mother-in-law lives down there. She's got one of the old houses that has, what do they have out there? I guess maybe it was owned by like Romanians or something. So there's like what do you call it? Where like a bunker on the property.
Okay. Like one of those
war-looking bunkers or something.
Apparently it had treasure in it, but I guess all the everybody was afraid to buy this house and because they don't know what these were.
Is it the Ramsters? What are we talking about here? Yeah,
they weren't sure what they were into.
All right, you got to be careful going down the hills. They start talking about lizard people out in Yale, man. You got to be careful.
I'll tell you what, though, I drove by it. I do want to have a beer at Walt's. That looked like a proper roadhouse.
Yeah, it's a nice little dive bar. You know, they got a couple pool tables in there. It's not a bad spot.
Right. I wasn't even drinking that weekend. I just drove by and I'm like, that looks proper.
They got that bowl out front that fucking kind of draws your eyes in. Right there by the McKenna Park.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's beautiful down there. Just, man, it's a hike.
If you want to float the river, you actually drop in right there at that park behind. You can go from there all the way. If you want to do a full day, you go all the way down to the power plant. It's like a 5-6 hour float.
All right. What got you? Were you a high school wrestler? I'm assuming high school wrestler. Yep. Is that what got you into grappling and then said, let's start fighting?
Yeah, I mean, I think I knew from a pretty young age that I was going to end up dabbling at least a little bit into some MMA. My dad was watching UFC back in the early 90s. So pretty much as a little toddler, I was already watching the sport. Started wrestling back in 1998. By 2004, 2005, I was doing some jiu-jitsu with Dennis Hallman. Started working on my boxing a little bit back then. Started working into my kickboxing. And it was June 18th, 2011. That was my first amateur fight. I think I fought 7 times in 9 weeks, starting from June 18th. That summer was fucking insane. Dennis was just putting up a cage at a bar. Next weekend, he put the cage up at a different bar, and he said, you're fighting again. You're fighting again. If I came out healthy, we were running it again the next weekend.
Yeah, I think back in the day in boxing, we called those smokers, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, because they weren't – I mean, MMA wasn't even sanctioned yet when I first started fighting. I think we started sanctioning amateur-wise in Washington. I want to say it was 2013 they started sanctioning amateur MMA in Washington State.
All right.
So we were just bouncing around, you know, doing it at casinos with no sanctioning. And, yeah.
Game on.
Doesn't go on the record.
Eddie, what else we got on the card on the 25th down at the Emerald Queen? I know we have this championship out. We got
13 fights, Ted. We got 5 professional fights and 8 amateurs, and 3 of the amateur fights are title fights. Any one of these amateurs on this show can go pro. I mean, this high level amateurs on this show, it's about as best they can get. You know, it's really good.
An amateur MMA just means what? Like shin guards? And
it just means it's 3 rounds. It's 3 rounds, 3 minutes, unless it's a title fight, which we have 3 of them. And those are 5 3-minute rounds. No shin guards. Just same thing as pros. You just can't knee to the head. No elbows. But pretty much the same goes for the amateurs.
All right. Excellent. Patrick, you had a way
to... Paris fighting on... Might as well bring that up. Dylan Aparis versus Sean Spain. That's a banger as the co-main event. I've known Dylan since senior year of high school. Wrestled against each other a couple times back in the day. Back in 2018, me and him flew out to Thailand together. Spent a good 6 weeks there. Dylan's a scrapper with some hands. That's going to bring some fireworks in that co-main event. And Sean's always tough, so that's going to be a good matchup right there in that co-main event spot.
Definitely.
Nice. Yeah, Thailand, huh? Would you go out there to work on Muay Thai?
Working on Muay Thai, you know, I was supposed to actually fight Dex Montenegro right when I got back for Dominate FC. And then the Tuesday before the fight, he was cleaning up a homeless camp and got poked by a needle. So, yeah, he pulled out of that one 2 days before the fight. That was a bummer because he spent 6 weeks in Thailand training. I wanted to take some Muay Thai fights while I was there, but wasn't able to just because I signed a pro fight back home. But he'll have that.
That's horrible. Cleaning up a homeless encampment gets poked by a needle.
It's one of those ones where it's like you can't say anything bad about it, but man, what were you doing?
He probably did you a favor by not fighting, my friend.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe Ted, back to Dylan Aparis. He's an everyday firefighter with the Federal Way Fire Department. I mean, this kid's a go-getter. He's going to have a huge crowd coming out to this fight. And Sharon has got over 60 professional fights. I mean, they're not going to take each other down. These two are going to stand up and bang.
Yeah, I mean, look, I fully respect MMA, but sometimes it is fun to sit there and watch guys just stand up and trade.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick, do you have a preference if you're going to end a fight? Like, let's say you can end the fight. You're going to win. Do you prefer a submission? Do you care? Does it matter?
I mean, a win's a win, but at the end of the day, you always want to be the guy that lands the nice, you know, little 1-2 combination and starches somebody. It's just something about that feels good, you know. If you can go in there and land 2 punches, get out clean, and be able to go fight next weekend, that's the best always. You know, you can't beat that. But if the things start going badly, of course, I'm going to start wrestling and avoid taking damage as much as possible. But at the same time, I have a bad habit of kind of letting the war take place just because it's fun. You can't help it.
That's awesome. Hey Ted, I don't know if you saw Patrick's last fight, but May 10th at the Emerald Queen Casino, first round kind of back and forth, and then second round about, I don't know, 5-10 seconds into the fight, Patrick gets dropped, lands on his butt, and the kid gets excited and kind of gets over the top of him, and as he's coming into Patrick, he throws this up kick, boom, face plant. That place went crazy. He knocked that dude out. Unbelievable, bro.
Crazy 80 seconds that second round.
Oh, that's so wild, because you always see in fights, you always see the guy on his back throwing those up kicks. I'm like, nobody really walks into him. And
right.
Yeah, good on you. You got one in.
Oh,
if you don't address the feet on your way, because if he would have just addressed my feet on his way in, he probably would have passed right by. I was rocked. You know, he could have dropped a few shots and who knows what happened. But I was able to kind of frame with my first couple, because I kind of frantically just got my feet up, like, get off me, you know. And then as I created space, seen the axe kick, dropped it, thought it was just going to get me back up to my feet. And then luckily when I stood up, he was asleep.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was pumped a couple weeks ago watching that, watching my guy Bud Crawford, you know, beat Canelo. But, I mean, the best thing about MMA to me is just stuff like that that happens, right? I mean, somebody could get their ass beat for two rounds. Yeah, they can sink something in. Cobb, you got a couple questions for the fighter?
Oh, man, honestly, I was just researching while you all were talking, and this looks crazy. I mean, the Pacific Northwest Bad Boy, awesome nickname, but... Just so we're all on Zoom, you know, we only put out the audio version of this, but we're all on Zoom and just looking at Patrick, like, you know, I played D1 sports. That's a man I would hate to fight. I'll tell you right now, the jawline chiseled. Like, it's just so opening. So, you know, I'm not going to talk ass like I usually do. But yeah, this looks crazy. And those fights on there are always so good. I mean, honestly, in my experience, I've been to UFC and I've been to a bunch of fights at the Emerald Queen, and there's like a raw realness down there where, like, I mean, you're hearing shots land, people's families are crying, cheering, like, it's just, it is raw, unfiltered, and real. So I would say my question was, so Patrick, you've done a couple fights in Bellator, correct?
No, I did a World Series of Fighting. I haven't been on Bellator yet.
That's what I was thinking. Sorry. So, okay. Yep. Can you hear people in the crowd when you're fighting?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just like tunnel vision?
You can hear voices that you naturally recognize. So, like, I can hear my parents in the crowd. If my little brother's not in my corner, I can pick him out in the crowd. Sometimes former coworkers that I was real close with, I can hear those people in the crowd, actually. So, and it really depends, because sometimes you go through moments where it's like a whirlwind where the fight gets crazy. But in those moments where you kind of, things will calm down, you start to be able to pick those things out.
Oh my God, that's insane. Is there any like one moment, one knockout, one, you know, a submission you landed, something that stands out in your career?
I mean, the last one was nuts. That was for sure. Just that second round, the way it started off was like unimaginable, really. You know, I thought I was going to go out there and just start pressing forward, throwing strikes and put him on his ass, and immediately got dropped. Because I start the end of the first round, I threw him in a nice head and arm, was kind of landing at some ground and pound. So I just got a little overzealous start that second. I was like, let me go finish this fight right now. And as soon as I fucking did, he landed. I want to say it was a clean right straight. It might have been the left hook. I'd have to go watch the video again off the top of my head. I can't remember. But yeah, that was a crazy exchange. So
Ted, I think you said it right, Ted, when you were saying this thing's just like the old fights were just a smoker. This feels like it's going to be a smoker, dude. Just crazy bloodbath war.
Well, and you bring up a good point. That's why I'd encourage people, because this will end up selling out. So go get some tickets. Go to EmeraldQueenCasino.com. Remember, it's October 25th. But
hey, Ted, these are the two best local guys right now at this weight class. Like Nathan Stolen, he's the champion. He won the title on one of my last shows in 17-second knockout. I mean, these two guys, Patrick Benson, Nathan Stolen, they're the two best lightweights out there. They're going to show each other, you know, they're going to perform. They're going to put it all on the line, bragging rights, what it is, whatever it is, you know what I mean? They're going to bring a lot of fans. I mean, this is the best fight that you can possibly put together. And I'm lucky
so as the promoter,
that both these guys did this.
As the promoter, and Cobb was talking about hearing people, do promoters pay at least two drunk guys to just scream "fuck them up," or does that just happen?
I think that's
every
natural.
Fight?
Just
rip
happens,
his head
bro.
Off.
Hey, and the two
as long as I was
like,
down there for those fights,
are they related somehow? Right? No teeth and
like they're not the same two guys, but they're always there at the fight.
Yes,
like,
exactly,
up, dude.
Yeah, kick them in the nuts.
They normally end up at the bar together afterwards somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Like I'm getting you a shot.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Ted, I'm beyond excited to see this fight. I mean, I wish all the fights are great. Like I said, it's a very stacked card, but I wish I could just forward it to this fight. I wish it was tomorrow, because these two are going to bring it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're down to 4.5 weeks now? It's going to feel like tomorrow.
So Patrick, before we let you go, what do you like? Is this like the height of training, and then do you tone it down the last couple of weeks? Like, what's your schedule like a month out?
We're still pushing pretty hard. I'd say we start to calm down more week and a half out. You want to push the cardio pretty hard all the way through, make sure your blood's moving, keep the diet. The diet's really the most difficult part of training camp, you know. I'm pretty big for a lightweight. I walk around 180, 185 pounds. So making 155 can be a bit of a task. So I just make sure I spend a good amount of time focusing on my diet, making sure I'm slowly trickling off in the way that I need to, just to make sure that part's easy. I've never missed weight, so making sure to keep that as a stat on my record and go win me a title, you know, make championship weight.
I was going to say, that's tough too, is most people quickly to drop weight will just cut out carbs, but like, you're training. Like, I feel like you need a ton of carbs. Balance.
You got to balance when you remove the carbs from the diet, because if you do it too soon, then it definitely starts to, you know, weigh on you. You know, you're depleted and you're not getting anything out of any of your workouts. So you definitely got to wait. You know, there's a science to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I mean, obviously the podcast is on your side. We need a new champ in that in the WFC anyhow, Eddie. We need a new champ.
Let's go.
Hey, I want both of these guys in bubble wrap, bro. I got my fingers crossed. I'm knocking on wood. I want this bad boy to happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
No homeless camps. Okay.
Exactly. I don't go clean up homeless camps right before a fight. You know, we can wait until afterwards to go do our charitable services.
There we go.
Awesome. Yeah, that's the main event, October 25th, Emerald Queen Casino, WFC 182. Patrick, thanks for coming on. Eddie, I love you, brother. And I can't wait to see you fight, dude.
Hey,
appreciate you guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man.
That's going to be amazing.
I'm pumped now.
Me too. 13 fights. That's insane. I mean, like, that's the value is crazy. If you're actually an MMA fan, like, it's unreal going to these things. If you haven't been, you should 100% check it out. I'm a big MMA fan secretly, and I was blown away.
All right. Good to go, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm good, brother. Thank you so much, my man.
Yeah, man. I'll be in touch with you.
All right. Sounds good, brother. Later, guys.
Right, see you, dude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right. Welcome, everybody, back. Thanks to Eddie there and Patrick Benson for coming on. Again, that's Emerald Queen Casino, October 25th, WFC 182. Still tickets available. I will be down there. I will be rowdy. Come hang out.
Dude, you have a full, we were just talking about off-cast, you have a full day of high tea activities beforehand.
I'm not even going to shower that day. I just cold plunge with soap.
Exactly, dude. Just you cover like the camping soap and just emerge from the ice plunge. High tea.
Governor, we have some emails.
We do. I'm pumped up. I just shaved my stash, but I was rocking high tea. All right. What is booming way more than people think? To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
You asked what's booming more than people think, and the answer for me is Northwest Arkansas, NWA for short, not to be confused with the pioneers of gangster rap. I moved here in June after feeling the need to see more of the country and gain some perspective. Born and raised in Washington, when I told my lifelong friends I was moving here, I got the usual, really? Arkansas? Reactions. But NWA is special. The area is home to 3 Fortune 500s, and they're locked in a constant pissing match seeing who can invest the most in the region to get their name slapped on another building. Fayetteville down south, home of University of Arkansas, which has seen rapid growth, and it's a college town full of Razorback energy and quirky vibes. Between the growth, the outdoors, the jobs, and the culture, this area feels like it's exploding in real time. If anyone's thinking about making a move, I'd highly recommend NWA. Woo, pig sway, Boneyard.
It's a woo, pig sway. That's an Arkansas fan yell.
Yeah, you can't tell by looking at me. I haven't spent a lot of time in Arkansas.
Well, I really remember it from, 40 Minutes of Hell? Back in the day, their basketball program, they just pressed for all 40 minutes of the game, and they won a national title.
Nice. I love that when somebody has an unconventional strategy, like the we never punt strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. Listen, I'm all in for analytics, but at some point in the game, you just got to recognize what's going on. And that's what it's hard to be a head coach.
Here's the thing, Ted. Every man has a dream of just, you know, coaching a high school team and running that wing tee. Like, Ted, there's a world where you and I are coaching a high school team just running an elite wing tee, winning state championships. Right? Am I wrong?
No, pounding it down people's throats. And we call it the program.
That's the weight coach, dude. Just a little high tee mustache, sunglasses with the croquis.
Yeah, and on game day, Matt gets to also be the get back coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Dude, the three of us. Oh, my God. That actually would be really fun.
We always say stuff like, this program, well, starts in the weight room. Matt, get in here.
Jenkins, goddammit, put that helmet on. All right. We could talk about that for 2 hours and I get tired. Burning Man, Haboob. I wish there was some way that we could get live updates from Cobb from this year's Burning Man during the storm. I can't wait to hear the stories. Tony Baloney, a.k.a. Tonya. Oh, dude, I think I told stories, right? Already?
You did.
Demon mode? Yeah. Demon mode was elite. That was honestly one of the greatest nights of my life. I mean, literally, yeah. Top three. Oh, man, there's some good ones in here.
I mean, that's the thing while you're looking at that. People got to understand about Burning Man. I always tell them, like, there is really tough parts. It's not the easiest place, but also, you're right, like, that night we saw Major Lazer and didn't even realize it. It was one of the funnest nights of my life. And I don't even know, in all honesty, like, I don't even remember us partying that hard. But just the show was that cool. Like, everything that night just worked.
When it's good, it's so good. Yeah. It's when it's good, it's the greatest moment of your life. And when it's bad, it's so bad. Just brutally, soul-crushingly, you might be about to die in the desert bad. And it just ricochets back and forth between those two all day, every day. Like the highs and the lows can come 5 minutes apart, truly. But God, when it's good, oh, oh.
What was my famous quote to you the one morning? I think we've made a grave mistake. We should go. Hey, hang on, dude. No, man, we should go. Hang on.
Right, here, eat this. give it an hour. Just relax. We're going to be fine.
Remember you? People need to know. Cop is not a big drinker. And he just pops the pour out of this bottle of vodka. And he's like, have a cocktail. Let's take this. Let's move on.
We need to keep our composure. Can't have anyone freak out out there. Ted, that was so much fun, man. I love going that with you. And also, we just now that I'm flying into Burning Man itself, staying in an RV, having a massage table and an oasis set up, like, you and I were so rugged, dude. We just had one cooler, one van, and like a will to live. Like, it's insane that we actually did that and made it. Like, we had truly no idea what we were doing, dude.
We had no idea.
We kind of were like hot chicks, dude. We mostly got by on like good vibes and like being affable, like making friends. You know what I mean?
I still think the Europeans to this day thought we were insane, especially when we just ripped apart our giant thing that we built and just slashed it. We're like, we're getting rid of it.
It's like, just get me out of here. Well, originally we were going to bring that weird dome, and thank God our friend Jamie was like, you guys will not survive if this is what you think you're camping in. Like, we had bought like the $700 giant dome and put it together at another festival. And she's just like, you need my help. Like, do not take this or you will not make it. And she was right, to her credit. Dogs or dollars? ¿Por qué no los dos? Would you rather have $1 million or get $1,000 for every hot dog you eat? This simple question derailed us at work today. I want you to try and picture five doctors, well-educated, financially stable, conscious about our health and wellness, struggling with the temptations of the Forbidden Frank. Would you quit your job and get by guzzling glizzies? I'm pretty confident I could come out ahead taking the dogs, but I'm going to go with the million up front. I don't mix work and pleasure. Jordan. Boys?
I mean, if I eat two dogs a day, that's 104,000 a year. I mean, I like hot dogs, man. And then he didn't say anything about buns. I feel like I don't know.
Two dogs a day, you're making $700,000 a year.
Because it's $1,000 for every hot dog, right?
Yeah, 365 times 2,000.
That's right. I'm thinking about weeks. Like, wow.
But could you do two dogs a day, though, every day? Like, what? That's going to punish your system.
Well, look, I don't think it'll be good for you health-wise, but if I have that much money, though, I mean, I could buy the most designer drugs in the world. Something could fix my hot dog habit.
Dude, that's true. Now that you put it out that way, because you got to go about a year and a half to break even and be at a million, right? Plus the interest of the million the first year, which let's call 10%. It's going to take you close to 2 years to actually come out on top eating two a day. But like after that, you know, year 0.7 mark or so, and every dog is pure profit.
Yeah. I mean, imagine going to a strip club, blowing way too much money, then on the way out, just eating a hot dog, be like, we'll be fine tomorrow.
Dude, I think I almost might try to go for like one day a week and I just go ham. Like, how many hot dogs do you think you can eat in a day, my guy? Probably, you know, 8 to 10, right? You just do that once a week, just...
Especially if you're grilling them.
I mean, at this point, you probably got to get creative. You're eating, you know, hot dog any way they come. You're like souffleing them, grilling them, sizzling them, like anything. Boiling them, broiling them, sauteing them, souffleing them, like whatever you can, right?
We're going to put Big Daddy out of business.
Dude, God, that would be crazy. That's honestly, man. Jordan, what a great email, because that's like, it really is right on the line, like a million or 1,000 every dog.
Matt, what are you taking?
Damage.
Man, I do the dogs for sure. I think you can put them a bunch of creative ways. You have to be pretty on point with the rest of your diet. But yeah, I mean, you can also just, with that kind of money, yeah, you can just solve problems a little bit more efficiently. And yeah, that would be surreal to think, because yeah, when you said 100,000 or whatever it was, Ted, I was like, eh. And then Cobb, Mr. Finance, came in. He's like, oh, that's in the 700,000 a year. I was like, all right, the math works. Give me the dogs.
And he's right, dude. I mean, I feel like you could save up and put down 14 dogs on a Sunday.
Or like if you separate them, you know, you do buns, like do the carbs one day and the fat another day or something. But that's tough, man. Because the thing is, we're all kind of hyped right now. We haven't been eating hot dogs. But like, think of like month three. And you're like, ooh, 10 glizzies. That's real. That's real pain. But you got a lot of years left, you know? You just got to kind of pace it out.
Dude, when I was in broadcasting school, we ate a lot of Big Bites from 7-Eleven. Like,
sure, but you were 20.
But I was putting down 4 a week pretty easily, I would say, because it was also on the way home. So if I didn't do it for lunch with my classmates, I would do it on the way home a lot because it was like $1.50 or something. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. Your level of this much.
Yeah, and with this much money, right, I'd go to a butcher and get like the purest, most natural dogs I could get.
Kobe beef, Snake River Farms. Let's go.
Start making your own dogs. Like the finest quality. I mean, it is cool to just like, boom, $1,000,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This one's made with filet mignon.
That'd be crazy. I mean, you'd never have to work a day in your life. Just eat a hot dog.
Yeah, and if right, and you're not working, so it's like, well, I can go to the gym every day, have my personal trainer, and then finish it off with whatever he recommends. Like, I'd have a whole nutritionist, but it's like, you got to keep in mind, I'm eating 14 hot dogs a week.
God, dude, that's, you can't outwork a bad diet.
You could design around that. I bet the macros work if you just had full commitment to everything else.
Oh, man.
Just stop being a f***ing commie, the hot dogs.
All right, I'm going dogs. I got that dog in me. Arf, yeah. Arf, arf.
You can imagine, though, somebody invites you over for a cookout. It's like, I do not want a hot dog. I eat these for money. The pleasure is all gone.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, we got two for starting over, so we're going to wait on that. A couple people liked – do you guys remember I was talking about my golf hole-in-one idea?
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple emails about that. I'll reach back out to people if people are serious about wanting to do it. But, yeah, pretty fun. Okay, I got last one. Cobb, I regret to inform you that the podcast is in need of some serious damage control due to your absence. It's our rare window of nice weather, and I hear Ted out there rooting on for hoodie season before Labor Day. Don't put that evil on me, Joe. Ted, come on, man. What are we doing?
He's got me dead in the rights.
I'm sleeveless right now. So,
I mean, look, Matt and I were texting in August, and he's like, "Hey, Tyler, mate, put some pumpkin in the pancakes today," and we're like, "Fuck yeah!"
Wait, so, Ted, have you worn a hoodie yet? Like, is it the season? September 23rd, right now. We're recording this.
So man, I always call it hoodie season, but honestly, this year I've been rocking the crew neck.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay. I mean, dude, it goes in waves. I get it.
Yeah.
That's, wow. Have you given any more thought to like a power piece to rock for Diplo?
I don't know. Thinking, I got a pretty good dead shirt that's pretty trippy. I wore that to see Groob play.
Nice. I love that, DJ.
The main thing is, I just think it's wild. I gotcha. That we're going to see Diplo at 11 a.m. Because then it's like, I mean, I can't imagine he'll play more than 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours. But it's like, all right, now it's 1 o'clock. And it's like, yeah, I'm kind of banged up already. Let's go get into something.
Dude, that's the thing, though. That's the demon mode ethos. It's just like, don't keep any gas in the tank. Like, just, you know? Like, if you die at 3, you die at 3. But the thing is, Ted, demons never die. Go get it.
Just strolling through Fremont, already half in the bag, just like, yep, 5K Diplo guy here.
It is what it is.
You know what? You can buy me a beer, girl.
Damn, nice shorts.
Right? You showed a lot of thigh there, sir. Does that intimidate you? Because there's more behind it.
Because that's the thing, Ted. A lot of these women, they're experts in the 5K part. But like after that, you know, their expertise is gone. And that's where you really shine. Because you're an expert in expert in like EDM concerts, Diplo specifically, and drinking beers in a park. You know?
Right. I'm going to be double fisted 24 ounce White Claws.
That's awesome. That's demon mode, baby.
Right. Let's go. I told my buddy, go, man, I haven't had a beer in 2 weeks on that Saturday. And he goes, what beer are you starting with? I go, oh, probably a White Claw.
Just crushing claws.
No laws. Awesome. All right. Well, let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Well, we were off for 2 weeks. Last time I talked to you guys, I went back to see Linkin Park for the third time on this tour. And we went to LA. It was at the Intuit Dome, which is where the Clippers play, which is really cool arena. All the seats have LED lights in them, and so they just light that place up. It was really cool. You know, like the first time we saw them, we were in the front row right on the barricade. The second time we were at Wembley, we were in the way back, we couldn't see shit. And then this time we were like first row of the balcony and just perfect view looking down and could see everything. So it's just kind of fun seeing it from all the different perspectives. They're playing Seattle tomorrow. So when some people hear this the day of, I did check earlier. The tickets on StubHub are more affordable than the ones I got in LA. And I thought that was the best money I spent. Like I was so glad I was there. If you hear this in time and you're on the fence, check StubHub, go see Linkin Park. It was a ton of fun. And, that was 2 weeks ago. Last weekend was my first time over at Carson the Lawyers for College Football Saturday, getting back into the groove of things. And Ted, I was texting you. We had some Pizza Hut. There were some very entertaining games. But, like, honestly, I just remember the vibe of being there and, like, being like, we're so fucking back, dude. It was
tight. He's got three screens going. I mean, it's just that setup is – the setup A is elite. But then when you texted me at, like – it was early, like 1, and you were like, pizza's already here. I was like, goddamn, good work.
Yeah. It was – yeah, it's just a really fun seasonal activity that I'm glad kicked back off. Tyler was out of town. She was at Disneyland with her niece, so that's tight. But we'll be back at full strength. She's got dips. Carson's girl is going to make Thai food at different times. This year we're talking about doing a Trader Joe's freezer section day or days. It's a gold mine there. So we got a lot of big ideas for the coming season of our program down here. Saturday program in the desert is getting upgraded and refined a little bit. And Carson's got a cold plunge in his garage now. So I'm going to be bringing some trunks and a towel in the future and just be doing some – you can't really do a halftime cold plunge with – three different screens. It's almost like a real life red zone channel, you know, like if there's commercials, you just look at a different game. But yeah, cold plunges in the garage, like that's just a fun way to level up for the guy who doesn't drink on College Football Saturdays.
Oh dude, I can imagine in between like the 12:30 and 4:30 kicks, like go get a plunge in.
It's a high tea activity, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I got to recommend Costco. I had Phillips, the famous crab house from Baltimore. They have frozen mini crab cakes. You can make them in your air fryer. They're quite delicious. And birria pupusas.
Mmm. Love those pupusas.
Yeah. If you see them.
I saw that picture. Recommend. I was like, I'll tell you what, doing it right too.
The pupusa, much more filling than a quesadilla because it's like cornmeal.
Yeah.
I might have to fire one up tonight.
That's it, by the way.
All right, we still got you there?
Yeah.
We're losing him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. We can't see Matt, so we couldn't tell. Well, then I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
Boys, honestly, I'm just kind of infatuated with this email. Dogs or dollars? Por que no los dos? I want to hear it from the people out there. Would you rather have $1 million or get $1,000 for every hot dog you eat? We're not talking about corn dogs. We're talking ballparks, baby. Maybe even Costco dogs. I don't know. Just let me know your rationale. I want to just hear a couple of good ones. I mean, honestly, like, it really is right on the line. You could see it either way, at least from a finance standpoint, certainly from a human health standpoint. I don't know. It just seems fun. Ted, if you were popping off hot dogs, like, what's the major lifestyle change?
I mean, dripping in more jewelry.
That's such a ghetto. It's goddamn it, Ted.
Oh, I'm rich now. I don't know. Like, you know what? I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to fly down for a day and go watch games at Carson the lawyer's house. And, like, I'm paying for the takeout at Sherman's.
Would you get a hot dog chain?
Oh, I mean, I'd have to Liz wrestle King. Big Daddy for the glizzy god.
Oh, my God, dude. That's so sick. Matt, also, anything else? Oh, yeah.
I have questions, too. Who was that email from?
Let me make sure he signs his name. Jordan.
All right. So, Jordan, like, if I get caught up with, like, pigs in a blanket, is there, like, how many little Smokies equal one dog? Like, do I cash out on that, too? Like, I have questions.
Dude, I mean, I like that he said it was a bunch of doctors sitting around talking about it. Like, that's how you know it's a good question. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, one of my friends is a gastroenterologist. Like, I'm interested to... You know, interested to ask him. Or like, what if you're blending these dogs, you know, like get it through a little faster? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a perfect answer, but I don't know it.
I'm right.
There's also an age at which it makes more sense to take the Millie.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty convinced that I could design a training and diet plan that just budgets 2 hot dogs a day. Like if that's the non-negotiable, and someone's like, dude, I'm not giving up my 2 hot dogs a day, but I will do anything else you ask of me, Matt. I'd be like, oh, I got you. We can work with that. That's, you know, that's pretty mild in my world from some of the things I've heard. And so, yeah, I think it's pretty manageable. And, you know, hot dogs. Yeah, my question is, like, do they lose their joy? But just to have that piggy bank for the rest of your life, you know, like maybe you go hard the first 3 years and build up a real, you know, saving portfolio, right? A real portfolio of investments that then you're like, I could never eat another hot dog again and I'm never working a day in my life. You know, they lost their fun after year 2. The first 2 years were fine. I did 5 more years to just build my setup, and now I'm set for life.
7 years of 2 dogs a day?
Yeah. I mean, I'd start chopping them up, putting them on pizza.
Boys, that's 5,600 hot dogs. Like, I feel like we're Red all thinking about this having not eaten a hot dog. Like, really?
Lots of vegetables in between. Oh. It's not that crazy. I mean, what people
you
do...
You ever sprinted after you ate 2 hot dogs? I think you're really underestimating the power of the big one, the big bite.
You know? You know what? I bet with Matt's advice, you could do. I think you'd get tired of eating the goddamn hot dogs before something seriously bad would happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would become more of a mental thing. I could solve around the physical. Even now at 38, if I started this tomorrow and went through 45, I'm telling you, I could do it. I'm not going to. I have a job, but like, it's doable. I haven't run all of it, but I'm just like, oh, dude, in my head, I already have 10 ideas, and then I just kind of work off it from there. I wouldn't design a master plan off the start. I'd try different things, but just the overall thing is, yeah, lots of vegetables, lots of lifting weights, and some sprints in between. Swimming is another great one. Like, you just have a nice high-tea lifestyle, and like... two dogs a day is nothing. People do nine dogs in nine innings, bro. It's all over Instagram.
I want to slide something in here real quick, which is a lot of people listening don't know. I won't reveal anything, but Matt works at a very elite country club. And he has clients who are, you know, or there's people in that world who are billionaires. I would love if one of them is listening to this and they're just like, I'm calling his bluff.
Oh, he starts paying him to do it.
He's just like, do it. Do it or shut up. And so Matt like quits his job. Like, this is his life quest. I kind of like the idea of like stopping early, like 45, like you said. But yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's a health, exercise, and finance problem. Because also, like, you know, like at a certain age, it really is just worth it to take the milli, you know, because you're taking some serious damage and, you know, just, you know, time value of money and all that. But it's like, yeah, if you get a couple good years in early, you know, that like compound interest growth curve is looking pretty solid, boys. Right? I think you're starting to sway me over to the big boy bite lifestyle, but like two dogs a day is a lot to outwork. Let's be real. Like, think about eating two hot dogs and like, okay, the first day fine, but like day 60, like that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's average. I don't think I'd do it every single day. I think there'd be days where I went up to three, and I think along the way, if I set out to do 7 years, it would probably take me 10 years because I'd just kind of take some rest days, as it were, along the way. I wouldn't map them out. I'm not that OCD about stuff. I would just tinker along as I went and keep my eye on the prize, dude. My money works for me.
Yeah, I think we're going to end it here today, but I'll leave you with this statement, and this is why this question's so good. It's going back to college football coaches, Lou Holtz, I heard him say once, he goes, here's the thing about a job. It's got to be something you're good at, something you like to do, and something people will pay you for. And he goes, now look, I like eating Snickers, and I'm damn good at it, but nobody's going to pay me to eat Snickers. So this is like the ultimate question is, it's like, I like hot dogs. I'm pretty good at eating them. Now you're going to pay me to eat them? Like, just feels like a win.
Sometimes the stars align. I really hope one of Matt's clients hears this and just calls our bluff. Imagine if it was all three of us. Oh,
dude,
boy.
It's like your boy Tim Ferriss. We could write new books. The hot dog diet.
The four hot dog work week. Get it.
All right. God damn it, that's good. All right. For MCTV, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. Oh, hey, I'm going to be back in Maryland next week, so we're 2 weeks out, but we'll be back. So I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.